Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you back this morning. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Christ being our ransom. We finished last week by talking about what it took for Christ to ransom us. It took His blood, and our sins could only be covered by His blood, and there's no other way. So let's listen in now as Pastor Reynolds explains more about Christ's ransom for us.
There's only one thing that could redeem us, but with the precious blood of Christ. Here's what he says, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Now that's how we're redeemed. That's how the ransom has been paid for us. As of a lamb, it's by the precious blood of Christ. The Redeemer, the Messiah, the chosen one of God, the Son of God. He's our Creator. He is the one. And notice what it says in verse 19. As of a lamb. Now when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. He didn't mean there that Jesus Christ as a man was an actual lamb. But he's typifying the lambs that was represented in the Old Testament that were killed as a sacrifice for sin. When those lambs were killed, all those heifers and all those bullocks and all that was killed, and that blood was spilled, it was a symbol of the death of the one that was to come. And that's what this is talking about here in this place. You see, it's with the precious blood of Christ. Notice in verse 19 of 1 Peter 1, he didn't say just with the blood of Christ, but he said with the precious blood of Christ, because there's no blood like it. See, what's so special about His blood? Notice what it says. As of a lamb without blemish, and without spot. Listen, when Jesus Christ was in this world, and He never did sin. He was a man and He was God. But the fact that He did not sin proved that He was God. When He was tempted of the devil, He could not fall for that temptation. He was tempted. But He could not fall because He was God. And God cannot be tempted with evil. That's what the Bible says. I mean, it's proof. That's called the impeccability of Christ. He could not sin. So here, Jesus Christ came and shed His blood. And think about this. Think back of our text in the book of Matthew 20. And how that the government of the kingdom was so misunderstood. And oftentimes it is misunderstood. And think about how that people so misunderstand what salvation is. And oftentimes it is misunderstood. People are going to work their way into heaven. People believe, many, many people believe, that the way they feel about a thing makes it true or not. That is such a lie from Satan. Let me tell you something. Oftentimes we feel something is okay because that's what we're used to doing. It doesn't mean it's right to do it. It simply means that's what we're used to doing. The kingdom of heaven is entirely different than anything we've ever thought about. Being saved is different than we ever could even imagine. I'd ask for your personal testimony about that. Because when I was saved, it was nothing like what I thought. When I was lost, I thought that when I was saved, I would see stars. I would hear bells. I would probably just pass plumb out. But you know, none of that happened. What about you? Was salvation the way you expected? I don't know. It wasn't for me at all. I can only speak for myself in that. But notice something else. In verse 20. See, in verse 19 of 1 Peter chapter 1, we're redeemed The ransom has been paid with the precious blood of Christ because He gave His life. Understand this. Understand what I'm saying here. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to do it again. Your salvation, your soul, and your sins were not forgiven by the wealth of heaven. Christ did not go up there and chop up the streets of gold and give them as a ransom. No. He gave Himself a ransom for us. And that is exactly what He wants us to do after we're saved, is to give ourselves in the kingdom of God. He doesn't want our stuff. He wants us. You say, I give Him my time. We'll give Him all of it. He gave His all for us. See what He's saying? He gave His life a ransom. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is not like the governments of this world. It is not like that. The governments of this world have this echelons of power and strength and all of that kind of thing. It's not that way in the kingdom at all, but there's equality. And He says, you're not somebody when you have a lot of people under you that you're dealing with, but you're somebody when you are the servant of many. That's what He says. You're the servant of many. So here we get to that question. Are you like Christ? You see, Christ came and Christ gave His life. He gave His life. He didn't give the wealth of heaven. He gave His life. And that's what Christ is saying to us. You give your life for me. You give your life. Don't give what you have. I'll guarantee you this. When you begin to give your life, you'll give what you have. But don't get the cart before the horse. Do it in the correct way. Do it in the correct way. Notice in verse 20, and I want you to see this because it couples back in with Ephesians chapter 1. Here's what Peter said in verse 20. Who verily was foreordained, this is Christ, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Here's what he's saying in verse 20. That before the foundations of this world, God knew that we were going to be captured away and kidnapped away and put into sin. God knew that. And it was before the foundation of the world that God ordained not only our salvation, but God also ordained that Jesus Christ would come and give His life a ransom for many. Listen, the plan that we're working under here is God's plan. It's not our plan. It's not something that we just dreamed up. We're not following cunningly devised fables. We're just reading it right out of the Bible. You say, well, that don't make any sense to me. Why would God let us all go into sin and then send Jesus to take us out of sin? That don't make any sense to me. So? Did you not read Ephesians chapter 1? Turn back over there and let's read it. And we'll see why God did it that way. He says it very plainly in verse 6. See, he talks here in verse 4, according to He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. He did that. We know that He did that. Then He says in verse 5, He predestinated us unto the adoption of children. He wants us to be here. Why? In verse 6, here's the reason. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. That's what it's all about, so that we can praise God. Because He understood it. He said, well, that don't make sense to me. Let me tell you something. It don't have to make sense to you because the kingdoms of God does not operate like the kingdoms of this world. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that God does not think the way we think. His ways are higher than we could ever believe. Ask the children here. This year in school, we're studying the names of God. And so we study the name of Jehovah, which means the everlasting existing one. So ask the children, when did God begin? And I got some looks, big eyes, like that, you know. I said, he never did start. He was never born. He never had a beginning. And it was like, what? It was like, hit that again, you know. Now, Brother Wayne, we believe everything else you say, but I don't know about this, they're thinking. Because in our minds, we think everything had a starting place. But when you start thinking about God, He's not like us. He doesn't think like us. He never did have a beginning. And He will never have an end. We kind of understand that because we're looking to never have an end. But we all had a beginning, but not God. But it was this one, it was this eternally existing one that gave His life a ransom for many. You think about what we're saying here. Because God is not like us at all. He is higher than the heavens in His glory, in His majesty, in His honor. His way of thinking and His way of life is different. His life is different than us. You think about it, that He has everlasting life and He gave everlasting life. He gave it up for us and then He took it back to Himself. And He proved that He is God by His being raised from the by him raising Himself from the dead. And He has redeemed us from all of this curse that we're under. Look, in the book of Galatians chapter 3, here's another place. In the Bible is full of these examples that we're looking at. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Here's what it says. And because of our time, we're going to have to pick some of these out because I've got a whole chapter to go through that I'm not going to get to. But Christ gave His life, not just a piece of Him, but He gave His life. And that is what Christ desires of us, that we give our lives a living sacrifice unto Him. Romans 12. Here in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us. And that word redeemed is talking about ransom. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And that tells us how He did it. See, we were under this curse. We were held captive in our sins. We could not get out. Christ was made a curse for us. He became a curse for us. Although He didn't have any sin, He still became a curse for us, being made a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And there He was. You see, when Jesus died, and I think we've heard the gospel message so much we've become hardened to it. And it does not make us even weep. We sit and we hear it. And it's just like water running off a duck's back. It's just like going in one ear and right out the other. And it doesn't dawn on us what He really did for us. He gave His life.
This is a topic that we could really talk about for hours and hours. To think about the sins that we have committed and to know that it took Christ's blood to cover and to bring forgiveness of these sins. Christ has been the ransom for thieves. He's been the ransom for murderer, rapist, adulterers, homosexuals. And He's been the ransom for the person that was raised in church. You know, all of these people have one thing in common, and that's that they're all sinners and that the only way to forgiveness is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to talk to us more about this, you can contact us through our website at www.independencebaptist.org or leave us your contact information at 636-673-2180. Now, our time for today is gone, but we want to thank you again for listening and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.